start with another one of the Emperor poems. I am His Majesty's most trusted servant. On winter nights, the Emperor splays out on his favorite ruby-encrusted divan, his meager legs propped up on an ottoman. I, along with the cavalcade of His Lordship's servants, the imperial grape peeler, the toy winder, the royal fondue dipper, His Majesty's pillow fluffer, among others, wait for our orders. As the royal sheller of chestnuts, I am the most important of His Distinguished Majesty's servants. We wait for our bell, the ding-a-ling signaling whether we are to grace the Emperor's munificent presence, or whether we are fated to slink away to our quarters in shame. I am, more often than not, the chosen one. For His Most Virtuous Highness's fingers are far too delicate for menial tasks, and I am truly blessed, having been descended from a long line of noble nut shellers. I take great joy in guillotining the nuts with a sharp blade, exposing the meaty brains inside. My favorite thing to do once they're shelled and popped into our August Majesty's mouth is to crush the shells beneath my fists. I hereby declare that the best feeling ever. This poem came about after watching some Maltese Falcon and a lot of mystery novels and stuff. So this is what it's called Would That I Were a False Prophet. I am not a stubborn captain on a vessel sinking. I am not a ruddy Bedouin astride the desert burning. Nor am I an Alamo soldier from a musket volley bleeding. Much rather would I be Don Juan, seduced by a wayward winking, or Huck Finn afloat down river like a perfect leaf descending, or perhaps Sam Spade and a muffled footstep smirking. But alas, not will I be, but the vessel sunk, but the desert burnt, but the blood dropped. Travels around the Empire. Lurching through the brush, we hear the wind breathing like a horse. A smudge of red, a cardinal flies through charcoal trees. Somewhere a twig snaps. We hold our breath and wait. The compass is broken. Abandoned picnic tables, chairs, and cutting boards reduced to kindling for nocturnal fires. We must keep moving. It is a creature that can't hold still. We are the last of our kind. Hold my spindly hand in yours. Trust me, I need you. Hyenas are cackling in the dark. Ignore them for now. We will burn the wind chimes for an hour. We will wait as if in wait for battle. Then make our way to the desert over the horizon. There, we will trudge with the engorged moon on our backs over crescent dunes and hills. I hope that the wind covers up our tracks. A warrior's lament. Our ships are crusted with salt and barnacles. What is there left to pillage now that all is ash? The Kraken, our once proud enemy, whose limbs heaved our ancestors and their ships into the deep, now curls itself at the bed of the sea, poking shipwreck husks like dead pets. The creature is blind and stupid. It ignores our passing. We pray the heavier the vessel, the faster the descent into a gold-flecked night. The Emperor in a state of existential crisis. Am I? And I'll finish with this one. It's called Restlessness. After lunch, Uncle Casimir grew restless and paced to and fro so much that we had no choice but to put him up for adoption. The mountain's violent vibration was scornful laughter. The emperor stopped and stood by the ocean. So this is the edge of darkness, he thought. My reign of terror is at its end. Thank you, he said, as the waves engulfed him. I've looked and looked, but where have all the songbirds gone? Sorry, I don't know how to hold still. They spent the whole summer at the Banff Springs Hotel seeking good air on the advice of their doctors. Blindfolded before the firing squad, I realized my luggage was the least of my problems. Ding, went the fasten seatbelt sign. Ding, goes the hotel service bell. Nothing says inevitability like standing in the path of a moving train. Thank you.